If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You've probably heard from friends or in the media of traders profiting from the futures market, and you may have asked yourself if you could also profit from these global price fluctuations. The answer? Yes, you too can participate in the futures market with a trading account. The futures market is exciting and broad because it allows you to trade futures contracts on everything from cotton and sugar to interest rates and energies. You're not limited to just one sector of the global economy, nor to strong economic periods. As a trader, you can make money when prices are going up and also when prices are going down in the futures market. Futures contracts. The base of the futures market is the futures contract. To participate in the futures market, you need to understand what a futures contract is and how it works. Let's begin with a basic definition, and then we'll move to a more in-depth understanding of the contracts and how you can profit from them. A futures contract is a contract between a buyer and a seller, wherein the seller agrees to deliver a commodity or underlying instrument to the buyer on a specified date for a specified price. Contracts. Buyers and sellers create futures contracts. This may seem odd at first if you're familiar with trading stocks, which are issued by companies that determine the number of shares available. Futures contracts are different from stock market shares. While there is a finite number of stock market shares available, in contrast, there is an infinite number of potential futures contracts available. As long as there's a buyer and a seller, together, they can create a futures contract. Futures exchanges track how many contracts are created and list the amount as volume. Volume tells you how many contracts are created for each available commodity during each trading period. For example, if you were looking at the natural gas futures contract and you saw a volume of 75,000, then you would know that 75,000 contracts had been created that day for the natural gas futures. Volume can reveal a lot about what is going on with a futures contract and how many people are trading it, but it doesn't provide you the whole picture because not all volume comes from traders opening new trades. A sizable amount of volume is generated by traders who are already in trades and want to exit their trades. Futures traders who are in a trade and want to get out of a trade have to create a new contract to offset their other contract. As a futures trader, you need to be aware of not only how many contracts have been created, but also how many of those contracts remain active. High volume and high open interest are signs of good liquidity in the market, which means it should be very easy for you to quickly enter and exit your own trades at a small spread between the bid and ask price. Low volume and low open interest are signs of poor liquidity in the market, which means it would be most likely difficult for you to quickly enter and exit your trades at a good price. Bid and ask price. Let's take a look at the buyers and sellers of the contracts. Futures contracts are quoted in two prices, a bid price and an ask price. The bid price is the price you receive when you sell your futures contracts. The ask price is the price offered when you want to buy futures contracts. The bid price is always lower than the ask price, and the difference between the two is called the spread. When a contract has low volume, the spread between the bid and the ask will be wide. When a futures contract has high volume, the spread between the bid and the ask will be thin or small. As a futures trader, or a trader in general, you want the spread to be as small as possible.